This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in October here in 2019. We're talking about JAXM Corporation. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol JKSM. And with us today is the CEO and president of the company, Mr. Mark Adams. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Great. Thanks again for having me. Look forward to it.
You know, tell us about the Jupiter partnership. And why is that so important for you guys right now at this point of time, an inflection of what's going on in the market?
Yeah, it's super important for a number of reasons. One is Jupiter is by far the leading C-cell technology company selling in the United States and abroad now. They're doing about 150 million cartridges in 2019. Shows you how big they are. They're at least twice as big as everybody else in the C-cell space. And they bring a quality and a research and development technology aspect to a partnership that we really value. It's so important because we feel we make the best filling and capping machines in the marketplace today. And they, I believe, make the best cartridges in the marketplace today. As folks probably know from our previous interview, we tried the cartridge game for a bit, and it was a very difficult thing to use third-party suppliers in China to do cartridges.
Right.
So we went to the biggest and best in the world, aligned ourselves with them. I can tell you their CEO, Mark Scatterday, and CEO Bob Crompton are great in terms of they share the same vision of us. And let's be frank, what's happened in the vape industry over the past 4 or 5 months has been hurtful for everybody. And we felt that coming out of it, we had to right-size the company and pick the best partner we possibly could to not only survive but thrive in the future. And we think that the Jupiter management team, with their sales force, and their technology is going to take us to that level. So we're super excited about the opportunity with those guys.
You know, give me your thoughts of where we're at in this process. A lot of black bandits, that's what I call them, black bandits out there trying to do this stuff in their a house or apartment. And they really ruined the market for a lot of people.
Yeah, they really did. And it's tough because, you know, they don't scale. They're not the folks that we're trying to target. We're trying to target licensed folks out there. We want to be on the up and up with everybody. And you saw a lot of black market guys go out there. And one of the most interesting things you'll see, in my opinion, is kind of the truth came out about a month ago about what the real culprit was for a lot of these, most of the cases. I'd say almost 99% was vitamin E acetate.
Yep.
What the black market guys were doing is they were taking this vitamin E oil and mixing it in with their cannabis or mostly cannabis oil and basically making it, they're using a cutting agent. And while vitamin E is terrific for your skin and has other great features, if you light it and inhale it, it can kill you, and it has killed many people. And the issue you have is the vape side and the CBD and cannabis space got lumped in with the Juuls and other folks who are vaping, the kids who are vaping. And we're vehemently against children vaping, and we don't believe in that at all. We had nothing to do with that. But I think what's happened is the vaping crisis caused everybody, all the parents groups, everybody who are anti-vape to come together. And a lot of the big, you know, big pharma, big tobacco, who are also anti-vaping, came in against the vape industry and made the crisis a lot worse than it was. And unfortunately, I don't think the facts have really come out, but people don't know enough about what actually was the cause of that, and where we're actually coming out on the other side of it now. There's a great article in Leafly that kind of talks about a company called Honeycut Oil in Los Angeles that was buying vitamin E acetate for about $89 a liter and selling it for over $1,100 a liter. In my opinion, that guy should be prosecuted for creating this whole crisis, him and the five or six other companies that are doing that. So we think we're on the other side. We believe in being tested. We believe in legalization. That's what Jupiter's focused on. That's what we're focused on. Ironically, that's where our technology together is going to go in the future.
Let's switch gears here just for a second, Mark. Let's talk about some metrics. You know, your third quarter revenues, I thought, came in a little bit light at $1.3 million. Your run rate for the 9 months is $4.2 million and change, a little bit lighter than 2018. That being said, I know we had a crisis. Can we get back on track on the first and second quarter of 2020 and march on?
Yeah, we're so super excited about that. We think, you know, we did a preliminary test on Jupiter customers. We think there's over 500 customers that we can sell machines and service into together. Our agreement with Jupiter does also allow us to capture some royalty revenue on customers that we co-sell in together. So we have a piece now where we've right-sized the company. We think the revenue opportunity is huge, just penetrating the Jupiter customer base and going after other customers together with our new technology and with their technology. And also just the rejuvenation coming out of the vape crisis, we think that's going to bounce back big time in the first and second quarter. If you heard earnings calls from Curaleaf and Cresco and actually Silk, which is Jupiter, and even Kush, everybody's saying, you know, that they feel the worst of it's behind and they're starting to see a rebound coming into the fourth quarter. So this will be a rebound quarter, you know, be a stabilization quarter. And we're really excited for 2020. We think we have a lot of great great companies to go after and a market to regain and grow much further than we ever have before.
Well, speaking of 2020, I know domestically you're doing really well here. Any thoughts or any plans for internationally? I know there's a big buzz in Europe how it's going to be the fastest growing cannabis subsidiary, if you will, for just in every facet of that industry growing faster than the United States. Your thoughts on that?
I agree totally. I think everybody's been super excited about Canada. And the problem we've had in Canada is just being able to open retail dispensaries. I think that'll shift in 2020. A lot of you know, what happens in our industry is hurry up and wait. And investors and everybody gets excited. And they, you know, a lot of the folks have raised a lot of money and overbuilt for what they're doing. So we'll see Canada come back. Europe is going to be a huge market for us. And Jupiter, luckily, our partner is leading the way there. They're going to be the market share leader in both Canada and Europe and in other places going forward. So, again, we're so excited about the relationship because of the technology and the new regions it brings us into. And we expect to have a big push into Europe into probably Q2 into the back half of next year.
Your market cap's dropped down significantly today. I think it's trading around 18.5 million, stock priced at 30 cents. Seems like very undervalued here. Before I let you go, is there anything that you want to let my listeners and your stockholders take away from this interview?
I think you just got to, you know, we all came through a crisis. We're all priced to the death right now. And the ones who kind of cut costs, understood what they were doing, partner with the right folks and have the right technology will win in the end. So I think, you know, at the point it is right now, it's a terrific entry point for what we plan on doing in the future, especially with our Jupiter partnership and where we see things going with our future technology.
My guest today has been Mark Adams. He's the CEO and president of JAXM Corporation. Find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol JKSM. Mark, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I wish you happy holidays to you and your family out there. Hopefully you'll come back on the show the first of the year and give us an update of what's going on.
Super. I plan on doing it, and thank you very much for having me, and happy holidays to you as well.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.